93KULM. It is a Tuesday. It's July 7th. And now let's go to the telephone and visit with our Colorado County Judge Ty Prowsey. Ty, I always appreciate you, man.
Daryl, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
All right. It's the 7th day of July already. Where's time going?
Fast. And summer is here, no doubt.
Yeah, and nerves are still shaking with this crazy COVID-19 stuff. And most people have been keeping up with y'all's bulletin board. And what's the latest, man?
Well, the latest is, 60 active cases as of yesterday. Chuck Rogers is doing a phenomenal job, but frankly, it is becoming progressively harder on a daily basis to try and reconcile our numbers with the state's numbers and state's counts for our county. And that is due, Daryl, primarily to trying to update and keep track of recoveries along with new cases, along with patients now that are hospitalized being transferred to other hospitals for higher levels of care in either Austin or Houston. And then once they are, where do they count? Summer camps, which, the Pine Cove, a lot of positives, but they were sent back, the campers, to their residences. So they were no longer in our county once they were sent back. So it's been a hard time keeping up with the numbers and trying to report to our public accurate numbers so that people have confidence in the information that we're doing our best to provide.
Yeah.
But we continue on a daily basis to do that, I assure you.
Yeah, and so many more tests being conducted. I mean, hundreds and hundreds more, which makes it more difficult as well. And also we need to throw in a lot of the positive tests, the people that have been tested positive, many of them have no symptoms. And they have to stay. It's 14 days, right?
If they are considered to be a high risk.
Okay.
So if you are in a household with someone that is positive, or a workmate indoors that you were around and that workmate pops up positive, then yes, you should treat it as such.
Thank goodness our recovery rate here in Colorado County, as far as numbers, is 100%. Nobody's died. And hospitals, what about room? The statewide report yesterday, and you can correct me if they're wrong or I'm wrong, approximately 50% COVID-19 beds as far as those who might be hospitalized for it. Is that what you heard recently?
Yes, sir, and I wanted to mention our county belongs to and is in what is called SETRAC, which is the Southeast Texas Regional Council for Medical and EMS Services, and they monitor hospital beds, EMS providers, doctors, etc. As of July 3rd, a good date to pick, we only had 168 out of 2,200 approximate beds that are ICU beds still available in our Southeast Texas region.
Okay.
And that was pretty scary, frankly. So although there are a lot of hospital beds available, we got to pay attention to ICU beds because, 60 or 70% of all of those ICU beds on that day were being occupied by people with strokes, heart attacks, everything else, and about 40% of the ICU beds were COVID patients. But that additional strain from COVID patients has put a strain on, people being able to be admitted or use those beds for regular things.
Yeah, things that are more life-threatening than COVID.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, speaking of, I know this would be more for medical, a doctor or something, but it's out there that outcare patients are doing quite well, and so people can go to their doctor, and there are some treatments that are being highly successful for COVID-19, as opposed to, waiting around.
Yes, sir. And I learned yesterday, and watched a doctor in Midland by the name of Richard Blanchett says that he's treated patients with a nebulizer that's a steroid called Plumicort that people have had for asthma and other things for years, and has had remarkable results. Now, you know, I'm no doctor, so the main thing is if people, you know, have symptoms, call your doctor, call your care provider, you know, and let them treat you accordingly.
Yeah, and you mentioned the hydrochloroquine or something like that. What is that some doctors are using, and they're having a lot of success with that too. And also, they're throwing in other things with the regimen, like CBD oil, and of course, everybody knows that zinc is an extremely effective immune system strengthener, you know, to fight off things, and
yes, sir.
Yeah, and some other things. So, anyway, I know that's medical. Either you or I are qualified to you know, to talk medicine, but it's nice to, you know, to know that there are
positive occurring.
Yeah, and you catch it fast. You know, if you're feeling bad, go right away. Let your doctor take care of you, and they're saying in a few days you could be done with it. But
we wanted to mention, you know, we've had a lot of activity since June 26th with the governor's orders and new rules that we live by now. So,
yeah.
You know, June 26th, we talked about that one, but then he came back on the following Thursday on July 2nd and issued two more orders or proclamations.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is, you know, I've had quite a few calls and trying to help folks figure out weddings, events, church picnics, etc. Where do we fit? Because we have to consider, you know, his order about masks, and then his order the same day on July 2nd about no gatherings larger than 10. But in the same token, you go to the Texas DSHS / coronavirus, or just go to Texas DSHS website, and there are probably 70 or 80 different protocols for specific events and specific venues of how you can operate.
Okay.
So, for example, restaurants can operate at 50% with, you know, health protocols of spacing, etc. And there are things on there for everything from summer youth camps to water parks to rodeos to weddings. So that's where we go and get most of our guidance now at this point.
Okay. And y'all have that information available at your office. I hate to unload people on you, but I know you're always an open door policy over there, and I've just been telling people if they are scratching their head about something and they just need to know for sure, y'all have all that information. If someone is not computer savvy, if you will,
don't mind it a bit. We'd like to, you know, help people figure out which category their event applies, and help them comply as best we can with, you know, the governor's orders. So I've spent all weekend this past weekend helping folks, and don't mind it a bit.
All right, well, appreciate it, man. Okay, hey, speaking of the governor, what's coming up next? People are probably wondering, okay, when's his next announcement?
I don't look for any probably for the next 2 week period. Simply because that, you know, that's probably the 14 day period or run its course period after what he's put into effect on July 2nd will expire. And we see where we are with the state's numbers there. You know, hopefully our cases that, you know, maxed out at over 6,000 a day recently start to decline rapidly after that 2 week period. We've got, you know, more testing events, so you're going to have more positives coming at the same time. But, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Some people in our county and other counties want to know or think they've been exposed and need to know. So we've got those events coming up, two more of those in Weimar this weekend, and then the following weekend or Saturday as well at the fairgrounds in Columbus. And those are free tests. You register, although the registration is sometimes a pain with the wait on the phone, but it's like getting a doctor's order to go get a blood test. So you have to register, and you can go get tested for free you know, drive through at those events. Don't even have to get out of your car or drive to another town or city.
Well, there's a lot of conversation, a lot of debate about several things, but with a 99% recovery rate, our fingers are crossed. We're hoping that we won't sacrifice our economy. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks, we can get to rolling again.
Yeah, sure, because although, you know, there are many parts of our economy that have still continued to sell and work and operate, there are other parts of our economy and businesses that, you know, get squeezed pretty hard when these orders come down from the governor and they have to shut down completely without any notice.
Well, all right, man, but I got to run. What, anything else before I let you go? I appreciate you jumping on here on Tuesday mornings.
That'll be it for about now. And, you know, if anyone needs help, as you said, please call my office, 732-2604, and we will try to get you to the right place.
All right, Todd. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, sir.